Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we started a chapter on the prohibition of Muslims cutting off ties for more than 3 days unless it is due to a bid'ah, innovation, or an explicit act of sin. In other words, a deliberate act of sin that the person is involved in, or that person is involved in some type of bid'ah, innovation. And now for a reason, we gave an example of a father that now to show the son that he's unhappy with him involved in these type of things, involved in sins, explicit sins, involved in bid'ah, innovation, etc. So the father takes a position and shows the son that I'm cutting off ties with you because what you're doing is not right. So to make this child understand, so the father is not there, doesn't have a personal vendetta against his son, but for the purposes of islah, he's doing this, he's cutting off ties with his son. Or it may be a ustad with his student, or like that somebody else that can have influence over another person. Or the person himself is afraid that this person's innovation, this person's corrupt beliefs, ideas, etc. is going to affect me, it's going to affect my family, it can affect people around. So therefore, this type of person I'm staying away from. Then Shariat allows for that. What this chapter is dealing with is where we, for petty, personal reasons, person has a argument with somebody, or some business dispute happens, or something happens and a person now is upset with another person. So for this reason, another Muslim we're talking about, for this reason, a person now should not cut off ties. Shariat is allowing those 3 days, cooling off period, where a person is allowed now for his emotions to vent in this sense that now he's not speaking to that person. But no more than 3 days, this is not something that is acceptable in the Shariat. So we must be very careful that Shaitan doesn't get the better of us. And now this is something that Shaitan likes. He loves to what take a person away, or to take a person to fight with his brother, to create some type of squabble. And many times it is because of false information, or false ideas, or false thoughts, or just some suspicion that is running through the mind, and that Shaitan takes it and brings a suspicion in the mind and causes us now to aggravate that suspicion until we ourselves believe, no, it is really like that, that this person is this type of a person. Meanwhile, all that information and that suspicion is nothing more than what it is, which is suspicion. So therefore, we must be very, very careful. Always give the person a benefit of the doubt. Where there is a chance, opportunity to give our brother a benefit of the doubt, we should give him the benefit of the doubt, and don't take the suspicion and enhance it to create malice in our heart, dirt in the heart. This heart of ours is a vessel that Allah Ta'ala has given for his love. If we're going to take this heart like a vessel, a person has got a jar that is there to fill clean water, pure water, and what he's doing is filling dirty water, he's filling some type of urine inside and stool inside, he's messing that jar up. What will we say? We say this person is foolish. That vessel that has been given to us, which is the heart, is there for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ancillary part around the heart is for everything else that Allah Ta'ala has created permissible to love. For example, a person's wife, his children, his parents, his friends, etc. So now you will find that this pure heart, we are polluting it by unnecessarily keeping malice, jealousy, envy, enmity, hatred. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, like how we clean our cars, our windows, vacuum our vehicles, vacuum our homes, vacuum our masajid, we have clean our clothes. Like that, this heart also needs to stay clean. And one way of keeping this heart clean is every night before we sleep, that if we have any bad suspicion or thoughts about any person, make that person maaf before we sleep. This is one way of cleaning that heart of malice, jealousy, hatred, enmity, etc. One way, another way of doing it is that person that we got some type of grievance with, make dua for him. Make dua for that person. And when we get a chance, make salam with that person. So like that, we'll continuously be keeping this heart of ours clean. Very fortunate is that person who leaves this world, goes into the qabr with a very clean heart, with a very pure heart. So one is how we like our bodies to be clean. The other is we must love for our hearts to be clean. We know the effect when the arteries are blocked, when the arteries have dirt in them, the arteries have got a bit of grime in them. We know what detrimental effect it has. Imagine this heart of ours that got so much of dirt, what a spiritual effect it's having, what a negative effect it's having on a person, because the spiritual heart is blocked. These are the ways we must remove all this malice, this hatred. When we get a chance to praise the person also, we should praise the person. Remember now, here we're speaking about where a person has personal petty squabbles with another person. Not talking about deen. Deen is something else. Deen requires the person take a position. Not that he makes or he tries and water down every type of position. But he takes a position, but that also must be purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that the person is doing it out of his nafs and then he's bluffing himself that I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuing on, Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tu'aradu al-a'malu fi kulli ithnini wa khamis, fayaghfiru Allah likulli imri'in la yushriku billahi shay'a illa imra'an kanat baynahu wa bayna akhihi shahna fayaqul utruku hadhaini hatta yastaliha. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, actions are presented to Allah Ta'ala every Mondays and Thursdays. Actions of the believers are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every Mondays and Thursdays. Allah Ta'ala forgives every person. Allah Ta'ala forgives every person who does not ascribe any partner with Allah Ta'ala except for the person who harbors enmity towards his brother. In other words, Allah Ta'ala forgives every person. Now here we mustn't think that Allah Ta'ala is not aware of our actions, is only becoming aware of it on Mondays and Thursdays. No. This is a formal process that is done. And it's in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly why this formal process is done. But to show and make us understand that how careful we must be that when our actions are being presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our actions should be presented to Allah ta'ala in such a way that Allah ta'ala is now forgiving gunas and sins and mistakes that we have made. Allah ta'ala in this hadith is showing us he forgives every sin when it is presented except shirk. In other words, a person is genuine, a person intends that he must be forgiven. Allah ta'ala will forgive this person. Allah, we must make dua. Allah ta'ala include us from amongst the people that are forgiven. However, there is one exception. One exception, and this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. And the exception is that person who harbors enmity towards his brother. So then what Allah ta'ala says, leave the two until they reconcile. Leave the two until these two people reconcile. In other words, their maghfirat is not made hatta yastaliha, until they reconcile. So ulama explain that what happened is the matter is pending. Their maghfirat is pending. Like sometimes on a person's table, on his desk, he'll have one tray there that's a pending file. In other words, this is still to do. It hasn't been done. It's still something that needs to be done. And all the others he's got processed. It's already processed. So how fortunate are those people whose maghfirat is processed already? Mondays and Thursdays, the actions are presented. Allah Ta'ala has processed the forgiveness. And these two who have enmity are not speaking to each other, then what happens? Their condition is now pending. What? Until they start speaking. Now can you imagine those people that don't speak for life? Their condition, their maghfirat is pending the whole life. There's no forgiveness for them. Why? Because they have enmity, hatred. They cut off ties for personal reasons. Here it shows us this is something that is very, very dangerous. For personal reasons, we should not have and maintain any type of malice, any type of enmity. This next hadith has a very similar meaning. We'll do it in a short hadith and we'll terminate. An Jabirin radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Inna shaytan qad ya'isa ay ya'budahu al-musallun fi jazirati al-arab walakin fi al-tahrishi baynahum. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that shaytan has no hope of being worshipped in the Arabian Peninsula by those who establish Salah, but he tries to cause enmity between them. This hadith is mentioned Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. So what happened? Let's explain this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is saying this? Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu is saying that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, shaitan has no hope of being worshipped in the Arabian Peninsula by those who establish Salat. In other words, those that have brought Iman, and they brought real Iman. Why Salah is mentioned? Because Salah is the most important quality of a believer. Most important quality of a believer after Iman is Salat. So therefore, here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, by those who establish Salat. In other words, they bring deen in their lives. The most important quality is mentioned, but it means they bring deen in their life. Anyway, if a person, and another hadith explains that if a person's Salah is correct, then his whole deen will be correct. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that fear of these people, the Arabs now in the Arabian Peninsula, those that have brought iman, they brought salah, they established salat, there's no fear that these people will go back to shirk. This is one of the beauties of iman. And once iman penetrates the heart, true iman, a person will never leave Islam. Sometimes you hear of people say that they have left Islam. It means iman was never there in the first place. A person who's got iman, he'll never ever leave it. He'll treasure it, he'll value it, he'll hold it. And even if he's tempted to go to another religion, in his heart and his mind, he'll know 100% Islam is right. You'll never ever get a deen like Islam. So perfect, so pure, so beautiful in every manner, every way, every sphere, everything is shown to us in our deen. We are not left yatim that we don't know what to do, how to do, when to do, like lost people. Every way, every step of the way, there is guidance for us. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that shaitan lost hope that people in the Arabian Peninsula who established Salah are going to go back to idol worship, going back to worshipping shaitan. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, but in other words, shaitan has lost hope that he's going to be worshipped. Now that he has lost for these people that accepted Islam and established Salah. But shaitan tries to cause enmity between them. These people now of deen, what he tries to do, he tries to cause enmity between them. So we must be very, very careful. This hadith is supported by another narration which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, I do not fear that you will ascribe partners, you will commit shirk to Allah Ta'ala after me. That is not a fear that I have. But I do fear that you will be rivals in worldly matters. Bukhari Sharif riwayat, that you will be rivals in worldly matters. In terms of the world, dunya, you will have rivalry with each other. So therefore this hadith refers to the believers. However, they have been referred to as those who establish salah, as we explained, because this is the most important quality in the life of a believer, which is salah. Another reason the reference is made to salah is that as long as people perform salah correctly, they will be united and remain as a brotherhood. And this hadith also teaches us the important lesson that shaitan continuously tries to cause discord, disunity, infighting between Muslims. And every believer should make an effort to protect himself from this and also seek the assistance of Allah Ta'ala. And O Allah, save us from any type of infighting, save us from any type of disunity. So we must make dua that Allah Ta'ala saves us from this. And one more thing we understand from here is the importance of salah in the life of a Muslim. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of establishing salah correctly. If a man has got his salah correctly, there's great hope that his whole deen will remain correct. And if a man doesn't have his salah correct, then there's a very, very great fear that his whole deen won't be correct. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.